time to sigh.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Sai's glory, his divine story. Every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m. Om Shri Sai Ram. Sai Ram, dear listeners, welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. You are tuned to Radio Sai's Asia Stream. My name is Karuna and we are coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. Today is the 24th of March 2016 and the exact time in the ashram right now is 44 minutes past 9 a.m. that is Indian Standard Time. It's a pretty warm day here in Puttaparthi today, with the mercury expected to rise to 40 degrees Celsius in the afternoon. Right now it's close to 32. Thankfully the overnight temperatures are going to be much cooler this week, and I'm sure that's going to be quite a relief for the thousands of Sai students who reside in the hostels, Baba's hostels that is, and are currently appearing for their final exams, and they're studying very hard late in the night. Dear brothers and sisters, today on Morning Glory, I want to thank everyone who participated in the quiz question of last week when I was away. I have collated all your responses and all your favorite bhajans, and I'm happy to inform you that throughout the program today, I will be playing your favorite bhajans and announcing the names of all those who got the answer right. Today's Morning Glory is going to be our joint effort of offering our love at His lotus feet, that is from all of you and all of us at Team Radio Sai. And I will also be sharing with you a very important announcement that is extremely important for each one of us across all stratas of Sai family around the world. No exceptions. Dear listeners, as we head to the period that united millions of us in pain and prayer in the year 2011, it is time to recall Bhagwan's message to us. Bhagwan said, his life is his message. Yet, he delivered his most compelling lesson in his passage from the finite form to the infinite. Through the month leading to Bhagwan's Mahasamadhi on April 24, 2011, he chose to take upon himself the miseries of the human condition, the silent suffering of Mother Nature, the colossal contamination of our planet, and other unimaginable cosmic issues that defy human comprehension. In the process, he delivered the ultimate lesson in sacrifice through his ceaseless giving and forgiving. As a silent offering on this somber occasion, the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations, India, and the Sri Satya Sai International Organization are observing the period from Monday, 28th of March, to Wednesday, April 27th, 2016, as a month of giving and forgiving. When we pray and practice giving and forgiving with sincerity and fervor, His message will resonate and encircle the earth and all its beings. Let our acts of kindness include our winged, finned, and four-legged fellow inhabitants of our planet and Mother Earth herself. Dear sisters and brothers, come let us all join and participate wholeheartedly in this offering of giving and forgiving at individual, family, samiti, Sai Center levels. Throughout this show, throughout Morning Glory this morning, I will keep sharing with you some of the ideas we can consider at individual and group levels during this period as our self-purification and sadhana. But first, let me remind you what our question was last Thursday. I had asked our listeners to give us the date, that is the date, the month and the year, when our Lord had announced His avatarhood. And so very many listeners got it right. Yes, indeed, it was October the 20th, 1940. That is Avatar Declaration Day, October 20th, 1940. So let me read out the names of the listeners who sent the correct answers, but not all of them also sent me their favorite bhajans. So here is the list of the participants who got their answers right, but didn't particularly specify a bhajan to be played. They are Rekha Loknath. Sister Rekha forgets to generally mention where she's from, so I'm sure she's from planet Earth. Sister Rekha, thank you for participating. Your answer was right. Next time, tell us your city and your country also. Nalina Kumar from Edmonton, Canada also got it right. And she said, I love all bhajans. Play your favorite one. Okay, Nalina, your wish is my command. I shall play many of my favorite bhajans today because surprisingly, the list that our listeners have given is also a list of my favorite bhajans. We have a young listener from Melbourne, Australia, Raghav Chibber. Raghav, congratulations from all of us at Morning Glory. You got your answer right. Also, Brother Subhash Lakshmi Narayanan from Dubai, Brother Tarun Kanti Ghosh from Kolkata, India, who also said play any Sai Bhajan, and also Shankari Subhash from Dubai. Congratulations to Subhash, Tarun and Shankari. From Madras, from Madurai, India, Jai Shri Rangarajan, congratulations, good answer. Kaushal M. from Bangalore, India, very good. It's interesting that Kaushal heard the deferred live later on and he still participated and he still got the answer right. Way to go, Kaushal. And Ajay Rajan from Chennai, India. Congratulations to all of you. I have a very long list. So these are the people who sent correct answers but didn't specify a particular bhajan. Now, another heartwarming development is that there is a lot of participation by young listeners. I want to personally thank all the parents who are encouraging their children to tune into Radio Sai, whether they listen to Morning Glory, Children's Hour, or any other Vedam Tutor, any of our programs. I think you're really leading your children into a very wholesome habit, and that's a sign of great parenting. Congratulations. I'd like to mention at least the name of a few of our young participants and their ages in last week's quiz. They are Veda Patel from Johannesburg, South Africa. Congratulations, Veda, for participating. And I believe Veda is recovering from a small surgery on her tonsillitis. We pray to Swami that you have a speedy recovery. Get well soon. Also, Shruti Karnool, who's 10 years old, and Shreya Karnool, who's 17, from Bangalore, India. Shruti and Shreya, it's great to have you participate in Radio Sai programs. Raghav Chibber from Melbourne, Australia, is only 11 years old and he got the answer right and he took the time to respond. Congratulations, Raghav. Then we have our all-time favorites, the Palakur sisters from Irvine, California, USA, Shreya, who's 5, and Shweta, who's 12. Congratulations, young ladies, and keep it up. Keep participating in Radio Sai programs. And now I'm going to play each listener's favorite bhajan and announce their name along with it. So till the end of the program, you can expect your name to come up any time. Please don't go anywhere, but stay with Morning Glory till the end of the show. And we will keep discussing various ideas about what we can do during this month of giving and forgiving, which starts from Monday, that is coming Monday, March 28th, and will go on to April 27th, 2016. Now, amongst the many requests for bhajans that we received from our listeners, there was one for Ganesha, so we will begin with Ganesh bhajan. This was requested by Mrs. Suhana Patel of Johannesburg, South Africa. South Africa is so into Radio Sai, and we love you all down there from Team Radio Sai. So the first bhajan is a Ganesha bhajan, is dedicated at the lotus feet of Sai Ganesha by Suhana Patel of Johannesburg. Have a listen, please.
Shambhu Kumara Gauri Tanaya, Shambhu Kumara Gauri Tanaya. Jayana Sataya. Jay Jaya. Gajanana Sadaya Varada Ganesha Durita Vinasha Varada Ganesha Durita Vinasha
Dear listeners, you're listening to the favorite bhajan of Suhana Patel, a listener based in Johannesburg, South Africa, who participated and successfully got the answer right to a question we had posed about the Avatar Declaration Day. Her answer, October 20th, 1940, was correct. Hence, you're listening to her favorite bhajan, Ganesha Shambhu Kumara Gauri Tanaya, offered at the lotus feet.
Varada Ganesha Durita Vinasha Pranamakara Natha Sadaya Gajanana Sadaya Jaya Jaya
Dear listeners, as I told you earlier on the show, today we'll be talking about the upcoming Giving and Forgiving Sadhana that begins on Monday, March the 28th and will go on till Wednesday, April 27th, 2016. Now, all of us carry a lot of hurt and grudges in our hearts, and we have so much of psychological baggage that bogs us down and weighs us down and weighs down the earth and society altogether. I think this is such a great time, this 1 month, to unburden ourselves and to just give and to forgive and to seek forgiveness. And in this connection, here are a few suggestions you may wish to consider. For example, at individual and family level, we can do some of the following prayers. You can consider them. These are only suggestions. For inner and outer purification, we can chant Om Shri Sai Ram 108 times or more every single day during this period. We can also chant the Ashtotram if you're more comfortable with that. But it's such a great idea to chant the name of the God at least 108 times daily and put some time aside to just focus and tune in. But then our world is in a lot of trouble and turmoil, what with the bombings in Brussels and other parts of the world. I think it's extremely important for all of us to chant universal peace prayers, and for that Bhagwan has given us a perfect formula, Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. And we're requesting, if you have the time, to at least chant it 11 times or more daily. And when you finish your 11 times of chanting, just say Om Shantihi Shantihi Shanti 3 times for peace in all the lokas and all the realms of existence and life. And I think 11 times of Samasta Loka is very easy to achieve, even if you are really hard-pressed for time. So that's an idea to consider, please. And when it comes to acts of kindness, A simple act like having a bird bath or a bowl of water placed on your veranda or balcony or in your backyard, and a small bird feeder or just a fistful of grains for birds, for feeding birds and animals, would be wonderful. Because especially in this part of the world where we are coming from, it is hot, dry summer right now. And our little winged birds, if they don't find water, you just find them dead on the side of the road. So it's such a simple act of placing a bowl of water somewhere on the ledge of a wall or outside, and you'll be surprised how many birds will come for a little dip in that water and to drink it. And even carrying a small bottle of cold drinking water in your bag or with you is a great idea, because if you come across a thirsty person on a hot day, you can just offer them a cold bottle of water, nothing like it. So throughout the show, we'll be happy to share simple ideas with you, which we can all consider as part of our sadhana during this 1 month of giving and forgiving. Coming up, Veda Patel's song, favorite song. Veda Patel is a very young listener, and she said that she would like to hear Hari Om Namah Shivaya. And she also told me how she managed, by the way, she addressed me as Sairam Karuna Masi. I thought that was very sweet. Masi means aunt, and mother's sister. And thank you, Veda, for giving me that honor. And she said that she's been listening to Sai Katha every Thursday. And because she reads Sai Katha, she came to know the correct answer, which is 20th October 1940, Avatar Declaration Day. Sai Katha is an attempt by Radio Sai to take Bhagwan's life message to our younger readers and listeners. And here is the proof of the pudding. It's doing very well. And I'm going to play her song. The only thing is there were so many different Hari Om Namah Shivaya, so I hope I picked the right one, Veda, and I hope you will enjoy it. Dedicated at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba by Veda Patel from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Hari Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya.
Hari Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya.
Hari Om Namah Shivaya. Hari Om Namah Shivaya. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om Namah Shivaya. Hari Om, Hari Om Namah Shivaya.
Hari Om, Hari Om Namah Shivaya.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om Namah Shivaya.
This song is offered on behalf of Veda Patel, a young listener from South Africa, at the lotus feet for getting her answer right to the last week's question, Avatar Declaration Day, October the 20th, 1940.
Om Namah Shivaya. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om Namah Shivaya.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om Namah Shivaya.
So dear listeners, as we are speaking about this upcoming month of giving and forgiving, another simple suggestion which Bhagwan already has told us is a good reminder, is to every day put aside some grains of food for Narayan Seva or for feeding the poor afterwards. Bhagwan said we should see God in those who are needy or needier than us, and we should treat them with the same respect and love. So just putting aside from the family's grain budget or family's menu just a little bit of food items, and then using them either for feeding the homeless or adding it as part of your Narayan Seva on a daily basis during this 1 month period is a good idea. Another would be to highlight Bhagwan's positive messages in a very tasteful and respectful manner with appropriate groups and audiences. Now, we can't force Bhagwan's divine message on anyone. We should not force it on people who are opposed to it or not ready for it. But where we see some respect and some consideration, I think it's a great idea to share some universal messages which actually apply to the situation around us in society, in the world where there's so much of violence and terror and hate. Messages of universal love, messages of consideration and kindness, messages that highlight the need to serve others and to see God in others. That would also be a good, a personal resolve to observe during this month. And when it comes to contemplation, this is a habit that was part of our 9-point code of conduct, and very often we tend to forget, is to read some Sai literature every day. When I see Sai literature, literature written by Bhagwan himself. It's just so amazing how many answers we get when we read even a paragraph of Satya Sai Speaks or one of the Vahinis. So, and they're all available online also. So if you just can take those 10 minutes to read Sai literature, one good way is to subscribe to the Radio Sai's daily message called Thought for the Day. It's called Sai Inspires. And it's on our homepage. If you go to our homepage, radiosci.org, and click on Sai Inspires, you'll find an option to subscribe. So we can all begin our day by reading that one message from Swami in the blue box, and there's another one at the bottom. And it's a good idea not to delete that message, because we can go back to it once or twice. It's so easy to forget it. I remember I read this morning's message, but I can't entirely recall what I read. So it's always good to go back and review it so that we stay tuned to what Bhagwan expects of us. Another thing to do, which I should immediately practice, is to talk less and meditate and or spend more quiet time with nature as often as possible. So I'm going to now stop talking and play for you a song requested. Again, I'm telling you, South Africa rocks, by Mrs. Sita Singh, who's also from Johannesburg, South Africa. And her favorite is a bhajan. She got the, by the way, she did get the answer right. Everybody whose bhajans I'm playing is a person who got the right answer. Avatar Declaration Day, 20th October, 1940. Mrs. Sita Singh's favorite song or bhajan is Mother, O Mother Saima. And this email was sent on her behalf by her daughter, Natasha Singh. Thank you to the Singh family, and here is Mother, O Mother Saima, on behalf of Mrs. Sita Singh.
Mother, O Mother Saima, you mean the whole world to me, Saima. Mother Saima, you mean the whole world to me, Saima.
Saima,
you are the light of my
was dedicated at the lotus feet on behalf of Mrs. Sita Singh of South Africa. Coming up next, Hey Shama Sundara, the favorite song of Mrs. Sri Sai Shekhar of Singapore. On behalf of Sri Sai Shekhar of Singapore, here is Shama Sundara.
Shama Sundara, Hey Sai Sundara. Hey Shama Sundara, Hey Sai Sundara. Parti Purishwara, Hey Sai Sundara. Parti Purishwara, Hey Sai Sundara. Hey Shama Sundara, Hey Sai Sundara. Neela Megha Sundara Neera Lochana, Neela Megha Sundara Neera Lochana.
Was dedicated at the lotus feet of the Brahmanda Nayaka Sai Sundara by Mrs. Sri Sai Shekhar of Singapore. Up next is a bhajan which was sung just yesterday in the mandir last evening. It's the favorite of Rajeshwari from Chennai, Tamil Nadu in India, and it's also one of my favorites really. I'm not going to tell you which one it is, just enjoy it.
Anamali Vasudeva Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana. Anamali Vasudeva Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana. Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana. Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana, Sashi Badana Sarasi Janayana, Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana, Sashi Badana Sarasi Janayana, Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana. Sashi Badana
ಜಗರಸಿ ಜನಯನ ಜಗನ್ಮೋಹನ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ
ವನಮಾಲಿ ವಾಸುದೇವ ಜಗನ್ಮೋಹನ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ಜಗನ್ಮೋಹನ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ಜಗನ್ಮೋಹನ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ಶಶಿವದನ ಸರಸಿ ಜನಯನ ಜಗನ್ಮೋಹನ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ಶಶಿವದನ ಸರಸಿ ಜನಯನ ಜಗನ್ಮೋಹನ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ಶಶಿವದನ ಸರಸಿ ಜನಯನ ಜಗನ್ಮೋಹನ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ
ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ಹರಿ 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 ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ
ವನಮಾಲಿ ವಾಸುದೇವ ಜಗನ್ಮೋಹನ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ.
Well, dear listeners, today happens to be the festival of Holi in India. Especially in most parts of North India, it's a riot of colors and celebrations. And this festival is associated with Krishna, so it's only appropriate that we enjoy this beautiful Krishna bhajan dedicated at the lotus feet by Rajeshwari from Chennai, Tamil Nadu, India. Up next, another beautiful Krishna bhajan, so appropriate. So before I go to the next bhajan, he is wishing you a very holy and a happy holy festival today. The next favorite bhajan of Mr. B. Suprit from Hyderabad is Neela Megha Shyamala Ghanashyama Sundara. Please enjoy.
Neela Megha Shyamala ಘನಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ನೀಲ ಮೇಘಶ್ಯಾಮ ಘನಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ಮನಮೋಹನಾ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಸುಂದರ.
You are listening to the favorite bhajan of Radio Sai listener B. Suprit from Hyderabad, Andhra Pradesh, India. dear sisters and brothers, we're talking about the upcoming sadhana for a month of giving and forgiving, and this is in honor and obeisance for the Master who gave us all and who left the finite form on the 24th of April 2011. I have a suggestion for your consideration. How about you download the Radio Sai app on your device, handheld device, and tune in as often as possible, especially while traveling, while driving, waiting in a doctor's office for an appointment. Just pair your headphones and listen to Radio Sai. And that's such a nice way to stay tuned to Bhagwan and his teachings. And I hope you will consider this suggestion of ours. If you know any elders or seniors who are not tech savvy and could use a hand in getting this downloaded, the app on their mobile, please do it as an act of kindness. With that beautiful bhajan, we now come to the favorite bhajan of Mrs. Annapurna Bala from Scottsdale, Arizona. She says, my favorite bhajan is O Bhagavan, Sai Bhagavan, Baba, Baba Bhagavan. Now, I couldn't exactly find the same words, but the O Bhagavan I found in the repository. I'm going to play for you, Sister Annapurna, and I hope you will like it. And this is the one you were looking for. And this will be followed by another bhajan, Daya Karo Shiva Ganga Dari. Daya Karo Shiva Ganga Dari is the favorite of Shruti Karnool, 10 years old, and Shreya Karnool, 17 years old, from Bangalore, India. Scottsdale, Arizona, to Bangalore, India, to South Africa, to any part, Edmonton, Canada, our listeners are all over the world, Mauritius, Dubai, Bahrain. As you will hear through the course of this program, we have answers, we have participation from every continent, and this is so heartening to know that Bhagwan's message is touching so many hearts. He's the only doer around here in Radio Sai, and we are also grateful to him to be part of his mission. Over now to O Bhagavan, the favorite bhajan of Mrs. Annapurna Bala from Scottsdale, Arizona. This will be followed by Shruti Karnool and Shreya Karnool's favorite bhajan, Daya Karo Shiva Ganga Dari. Please enjoy.
O Bhagavan, O Bhagavan, Arj suno mere Sai Bhagavan. O Bhagavan, arj suno mere Sai Bhagavan. Patipuri ke tum ho data, Vrindavan ke tum ho data, sab bhakton ke man ko. Thank you.
bhajan is dedicated at the lotus feet on behalf of Mrs. Annapurna Bala of Scottsdale, Arizona, United States of America. Coming up next, the favorite bhajan of Shruti and Shreya Karnool, ages 10 and 17, from Bangalore, India.
Daya karo Shiva Ganga Dhari. Daya karo Shiva Ganga Dhari. कृपा करो शिव हे त्रिपुरारी कृपा करो शिव हे त्रिपुरारी दया करो शिव गंग गाधारी
नाम मधुर शुभ मंगलकारी नाम मधुर शुभ मंगलकारी अलख निरंजन त्रिशूलधारी अलख निरंजन त्रिशूलधारी
दया करो दया करो दया करो भोला भंडारी दया करो कृपा करो रक्षा करो भोला भंडारी
Sairam, dear listeners, you're listening to Radio Sai's Thursday Live. This is Morning Glory. My name is Karuna and I'm coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, India on this 24th of March, the day of Holi in India. The year is 2016 and the time in the ashram is exactly 28 minutes past 10 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Another one of our listeners from Bangalore, India, who's very, very important to the Sai mission, is a Bal Vikas Guru. Of course, she had to get the answer right. And she did get the answer right for Avatar Declaration Day, October the 20th, 1940. Her name is Mrudula Murthy, and she teaches Bal Vikas in Bangalore. Heartiest congratulations go out to Mrudula Murthy Ji of Bangalore. And my apologies for having missed her name in the first set of announcements. I appreciate hearing from you. Thank you for your email. Very prompt action. Mrudula Murthy, you are doing a splendid job serving Swami as a Bal Vikas Guru because it's the Guru's, the Swami said, the quality of water in a water tank will determine what sort of water will come out of the taps. So every Guru is valuable and I'm not a least bit surprised that you knew the correct answer. Thank you, Mrudula Murthy of Bangalore. Now, dear sisters and brothers, as we were speaking about this week of giving and forgiving, I would like to remind you that there's something we can all do at Samiti and Seva levels, Samiti and Sai Center levels, and that is to invite and encourage our Bal Vikas children, our SSC students, their parents, extended families, to participate in all our chantings and especially our service activities. Even those who have difficulty sitting for long periods of time and praying, are not prone to it, are not disposed to it, even they love serving, because when we serve, that surge of inner happiness that comes out of it is so satisfying that that's when we realize that this truly is true happiness which I have not experienced till now. So at this period of giving and forgiving from 28th of March to 27th of April this year is a great time at center level, at Sai Samiti level, to encourage our SSC and our Bal Vikas children to come along with mother, father, grandma, grandpa, uncle, aunt, and participate in acts of selfless service. For our youth wing, which is so dynamic, full of enthusiasm, they could actually take a lead in creating awareness about giving and forgiving, because they are so tech savvy, so good on social media, so good on spreading the message. So that they could get their friends, even those who are new to Swami, to join us in this endeavor of giving and forgiving and evoke a lot of participation from the mainstream. Those are two suggestions from Team Radio Sai we place before you. Actually, these suggestions have come from Mr. Nimish Pandya, the All India President of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, and we are very happy to share them with you through the medium of Radio Sai. Because remembering God, inner purification, contemplation, service, these are the messages of our Lord. Excuse me. And on that note, I'm very happy to now play for you, to remind you why all this is important, a bhajan which is the favorite of Mrs. Padmavati of Chennai, Tamil Nadu, India. Mrs. Padmavati said she would love to hear Hari Bhajan Bina Sukh Shanti Nahi in our Swami's voice. And madam, your wish is our command. Coming up, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba singing Hari Bhajan Bina Sukh Shanti Nahi.
Hari Nama Bina Anand Nahi,
Prema
Dear listeners, you were listening to Hari Bhajan Bina Sukh Shanti Nahi in the voice of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. This was a bhajan requested by Mrs. Padmavati of Chennai, India. In the meanwhile, I have received an email just now as we speak from Mrs. Meenakshi Velmurugan of New Delhi, India, who made a suggestion that for this month of giving and forgiving, another thing we can do is to distribute buttermilk to the construction workers who are working so hard under the blazing sun in 42, 45 degrees Celsius temperature. It's just a miracle of God how they survive this tough weather and carry those bricks and heavy materials on their heads when most of us want to hide indoors with air conditioning on. And this is a very valid and thoughtful suggestion. Mrs. Meenakshi Velmurugan, thank you very much. And we are sharing it with all our listeners. I also find it's a great idea if you have watermelon and things like that at home, chilled watermelon, just to distribute a big slice to people who are working on the roadsides, or our own support staff at home in office who are working in the hot sun, because everybody gets very easily dehydrated in this heat. And just to have a number of disposable water bottles filled with cold water to give away on the way is such a great idea. Now, I was thanking Mrs. Mrudula Murthy earlier on for her correct answer, the Balvikas Guru from Bangalore, and now I'm going to play her favorite bhajan, Vithala Narayana.
Vithala Narayana. Vithala Narayana. Narayana, Sai Narayana. Narayana, Sai Narayana. Vithala Narayana. Madhusudana Narayana. Vishesha Chayana Narayana. Narayana Sai Narayana. He Narayana Sai Narayana. Narayana Sai Narayana. Narayana Sai Narayana. Vithala Narayana.
Coming up next is the favorite bhajan of Brother M.V. Shankaran from Bengaluru, India. So the bhajan is Aao Aao Nandalala. Please enjoy.
Aao Aao Nandalala.
Yeah.
That song, Au Au Nandilala, was the favorite song of Brother Shankaran, M.V. Shankaran of Bangalore, India. Coming up next is Antaranga Sai, Anathanatha Sai. This happens to be the favorite song of Brother K.R. Nagaraj Sai. So it is Antaranga Sai, Anathanatha Sai, dedicated at the lotus feet on behalf of Mr. K.R. Nagaraj Sai, and this will be followed by the favorite song of Brother R.V.K. Durga Prasad. Mr. R.V.K. Durga Prasad is from Vizag Nagar district, Sriram Nagar, Andhra Pradesh, India, and his favorite bhajan is Bhakta Vatsala Tero Naam O Sai. Coming up, two beautiful songs, and Bhakta Vatsala Tero Naam O Sai is dedicated at the lotus feet by Mr. R.V.K. Durga Prasad. Please enjoy both songs.
Sai Anath Nath Sai
Antaranga Sai
Anath Nath Sai Dinabandhu Sai Karuna Sindhu Sai Dinabandhu Sai Karuna Sindhu Sai Antaranga Sai Anath Nath Sai
Antaranga Sai Anath Nath Sai
Ramakrishna Shiva Shakti Prema Rupa Sai Krishna Shiva Shakti Prema Rupa Sai Yuga Avatar Baba Sri Satya Sai
Har pal har kshan bhool kare hum pag pag thokar khaye दो पग पीछे साए तुम तक कैसे आऊं करुणा सागर परम दयालु साए भक्त वत्सल तेरो नाम ओ साए वत्सल तेरो नाम ओ साए दुख भंजन तेरो नाम ओ साए दुख भंजन तेरो नाम ओ साए तुम संग बांधी प्रेम की डोरी तुम संग बांधी प्रेम की डोरी सुमिरन करो
might be wondering why I'm not playing both speeds of every song. So many wonderful listeners have participated. Until the end of the show, I will be announcing each person's name and playing their favorite song. So I want to accommodate as many people as possible. That is why after about the first speed, after 3.5 minutes, I tend to fade out. Now the next two beautiful bhajans coming up. One is the favorite of Brother Bala from Bahrain. And the song is Sheetal Charanam Komal Charanam. And after that, the favorite bhajan of Mr. Chote Lal Mirakhur of Gurgaon, Haryana in North India. And his favorite bhajan is Hey Ram Narayana. Coming up, the favorite bhajans of Bala from Bahrain and Mr. Mirakhur from Gurgaon. Please enjoy.
शीतल चरणम कोमल चरणम मंजुल चरणम मम गुरु चरणम
शीतल चरणम कोमल चरणम मंजुल चरणम मम गुरु चरणम
శీతల చరణం కోమల చరణం మంజుల చరణం మమ గురు చరణం
శీతల చరణం కోమల చరణం మంజుల చరణం మమ గురు చరణం
మృదుల చరణం అనుగ్రహ చరణం
మృదుల చరణం అనుగ్రహ చరణం
మృదుల చరణం అనుగ్రహ చరణం
మృదుల చరణం అనుగ్రహ చరణం
సద్గురు చరణం సదా స్మరామి
సద్గురు చరణం సదా స్మరామి
సద్గురు చరణం సదా స్మరామి
సద్గురు చరణం సదా స్మరామి
ప్రేమదాత సాయి గురునాథ
ప్రేమదాత సాయి గురునాథ
ప్రేమదాత సాయి గురునాథ
ప్రేమదాత సాయి గురునాథ
పవన చరణం సదా భజామి
పవన చరణం సదా భజామి
హే రామ నారాయణ
Dedicated at the Lotus Feet by Mr. Chotelal Mirakhar, a Radio Sai listener based in Gurgaon, Haryana.
Hare Krishna Janardana Hare Krishna Janardana Hare Ram Narayana
Coming up next, the favorite bhajan of Raji Venkat of Mumbai. The bhajan is Madhava Mohana Shama Murari Radha Vallabh Hridaya Vihari. This will be followed by Om Namah Shivaya Shivaya Nama Om, which happens to be the favorite bhajan of our young listeners Shweta and Shreya Palakur of Irvine, California, USA. So two bhajans back to back. Please enjoy.
Madhav Mohana Shyam Murari Shyam Murari
that melodious bhajan dedicated at the lotus feet by Rajiv Venkat of Mumbai. Up next, the Palakur sisters' favorite bhajan.
Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Namo. Shiva Shiva Hara Hara Haraya Namo. Hara Hara Shiva Shiva Shivaya Namo. Har Har Mahadeva, Har Har Mahadeva, Har Har Mahadeva, Har Har Mahadeva. Shivaya Namo, Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Namo. Dama 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 Rupaje, Dama 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 Rupaje. Har Har Mahadeva, Har Har Mahadeva. Har Har Mahadeva, Har Har Mahadeva.
Sairam, dear listeners, you are tuned to Morning Glory on Radio Sai, and we are coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, where the time right now is exactly 11 o'clock, which means I'm running a little bit late on my show, and today happens to be the 24th of March 2016. I'm playing the favorite bhajans of all my listeners who got the answer right to my question last week to tell me the correct date of the Avatar Declaration, which of course is 20th of October 1940. I have a few more songs to play. I will play everybody's song. My colleague, Brother Raghu, is very generous in spirit, and he has offered me the extra 10 minutes to make sure everybody's song goes on air. Now, for next week, I'd like to hear from you as to what exactly are you going to be doing? Because by the time I come on air next week, the month of giving and forgiving would have already started. It's starting on Monday, March the 28th. If you're doing something really successfully, which is making a difference and which is really out of the box, please, even if it's a small act of kindness or personal purification or forgiveness and how that made you feel, if you have a good story to share, select stories, select ideas will be announced on Morning Glory. Because we need to motivate each other so that everything that Swami has taught us, we can do with more love, more sincerity, without any psychological baggage, without a chip on our shoulders, with lots of love. Even for people who have been hard on us, difficult to us, have hurt us, this is the time to let go and forgive and seek forgiveness. So keeping that in mind, please make sure that we don't forget for a single moment that Swami's entire life held out so many lessons for us. But none of those lessons was as strong as the lessons he gave us during that 1 month leading to his Mahasamadhi. So to express our gratitude to our dear Lord Sai, with the power of the message that he demonstrated through that very agonizing period, namely, love gives by giving and forgiving. So please, let's make giving and forgiving our life mantra, And let's begin it now during this poignant and sacred period of Monday, March 28th to Wednesday, April 27, 2016. With that message, I'm ready with the next song for you. Let me see. This has been requested by Sister Priya from Bahrain, and she would like to hear Dina Dukhiyon Se Prem Karo Mera Sai Prasan Hoga, and this will be followed by the favorite song of our listener, Mrs. Meenakshi Velmurugan of New Delhi's son. She said her son is writing his board exams, so good luck to your son. May he do very well with Swami's blessings. And his favorite song is Jai Sai Ram, Jai Sai Ram. So Mrs. Velmurugan's son, I guess Master Velmurugan, who is in grade 11, his favorite song, Jai Sai Ram, Jai Sai Ram, and Priya from Bahrain, her favorite song, Dina Dukhiyon Se, coming up next.
Dina Dukhiyon Se Prem Karo Mera Sai prasann hoga din dukhiyon se prem karo mera sai prasann hoga Sai mera, main tera hai, prem ki behti dhara.
Dear listeners, this song sums up what Swami expects of us during this month of giving and forgiving. Just love everyone, especially those in need and in distress, and touch the Lord's heart.
Bolo Jai Sai Ram Jai Jai Ram Sai Ram, 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 Sai Ram
Dear sisters and brothers, you just heard the favorite song. First one was Priya from Bahrain. Her favorite song was Deena Dukhiyon Se Prem Karo. And the second one, Jai Sai Ram, was the favorite song of Mrs. Meenakshi Velmurugan's son. We wish him good luck for his exam. Now, I have three more songs to play from three of our listeners, and I will tell you what they are. Two are beautiful Rama bhajans. One is the favorite of Bhuvana Ganesh from Bangalore. Bhuvana loves the song Rama Shri Ramachandra Jaya Jaya Rama. And Bhuvana, we are delighted to play it for you shortly. Also, another Rama bhajan is Shri Raghunandan Dasharathanandan. This happens to be the favorite bhajan of Morning Glory listener, Dr. Jitendra Mulki from Dahanu Road, Maharashtra. Dr. Mulki, your song is coming up shortly. And we will conclude the show with the favorite song of Sai University alumnus, Brother Sai Krishna from Hyderabad. His song request was very specific. He wanted to hear Anupama Sundar Nanda Kishora, and can it please be in Ravi Sir's voice? Of course, why not? So, coming up, three favorite songs, two Rama Bhajans, Bhuvana Ganesh's and Dr. Jitendra Mulki's, followed by Sai Krishna's favorite bhajan, Anupama Sundar Nanda Kishora, to end in the spirit of Holi. With that, I seek your permission to bid you Sai Ram, and after me, Raghu will be signing in. Thank you for your company and enjoy three more beautiful bhajans which are coming now.
Rama Shri Ramachandra Jaya Jaya Rama. Rama Shri Ramachandra Jaya Jaya Rama. Karunabhirama Kamaniya Rama. Karunabhirama Kamaniya Rama. Rama Shri Rama Chandra Jaya Jaya Rama. Kodanda Rama Kalyana Rama. Kodanda Rama Kalyana Rama. Charanagata Paripalana Shri Charana Rama.
That was the favorite bhajan of Bhuvana Ganesh from Bangalore. Coming up next, Dr. Jitendra Mulki from Maharashtra, his favorite bhajan, Shri Raghunandan Dasharathanandan.
Shri Raghavam Dasharatatmajam Aprameyam Sitapatim
రఘుకులాన్మయరత్నదీపం ఆజానుబాహుం అరవిందదళాయతాక్షం రామం నిశాచర వినాశకరం నమామి 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 రఘునందన దశరథ నందన శ్రీరఘునందన దశరథ నందన భద్రాదీశ్వర రామ ఈశ్వర రామ శ్రీరఘునందన దశరథ నందన.
That bhajan dedicated at the lotus feet by Dr. Mulki of Maharashtra. Coming up, Brother Sai Krishna of Hyderabad, India's favorite bhajan in Brother Ravi Kumar's voice, Anupam Sundar Nanda Kishora. Sai Ram, and see you next Thursday.
Anupam Sundar Nanda Kishora Anupam Sundar Nanda Kishora Vrindavan Vrindavan Ghanashyam
Thank you.